What's your purpose?
Who art thou?
He springs forth from the cloud and he falls down, sees the ground, but he doesn't know if he's allowed in this new world that's him surrounded. He is searching for answers, he hasn't found them, so he just keeps floating as if he's in a boat, he isn't even rowing. As he moves, he hasn't a clue as to where he is going. Without resisting, he is headed wherever the clouds will lift him. True, this world is new, but how's it different? Will the people here be bothered by the number of children that die of hunger each time they count a minute? This is precisely why he's floating around to begin with. He had to distance himself, go to the outermost limits of the pitiful hell that he found he lives in. He couldn't ignore, he had to explore the power within him. His hatred has become second nature to him. He's become so numb he doesn't realize how painful it is. For a brief moment he sees a leaf blowing away from his limb. He's aware that there's a path that's on its way to the end. But just for a second, for the sake of pretend, what if it could be reattached but back in place at the stem? What if he can remove death and balance the equation to live? Such of his thoughts, he knows it's not the way that it is. He isn't naive, he just doesn't believe and take what you get. He won't just sit back and wait like a bitch. He will approach rather than go away, life's a bitch. He hates it, it's not like he wish, it's not even close. So he will design a remote that will take him to any station he picks. Travel the distance of a slight difference of time and space in a blip. That quick to a new dimension, I've been insane for a bit. If you're like me and not like you, this planet's making you sick. So support Joe Fayel, buy what he sells, start saving some kids. Jackhammer the ground and pave it again. Every few days you can try to undanger with them. Restore its natural glow, it has to blow, that's the way of the wind. The rotation, the spin, push away from without to embrace what's within. Revolution, don't say it, make it exist. Without evolution, change, the human race isn't shit. They are insignificant specks and they will go unnoticed. Over the course of time, when your world and mine have both exploded, if boundaries were meant for my mind, it would have overloaded. The moral of the story is the mind should be wholly open. With antenna movements, reception, what comes after a human? The change in reception is less than the actual movement. It's the perspective of a master with the lack of a student. When there's nothing to do but stimulate growth, fast evolution. Antenna movements, reception, what comes after a human? The change in perception is less than the actual movement. It's the perspective of a master with the lack of a student. When there's nothing to do but stimulate growth, fast evolution.
Isn't it interesting how the truth is even harder to absorb than light?